listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the E? Keep it real, take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And no, this is not a rerun. I know it's Friday, but we are live right now because it's a special occasion, in case you're wondering why. It's a special occasion. Yeah, usually I don't work on Fridays. I take a three-day weekend, usually, but this is very important what we're going to talk about today. And you know what? We're going to rock out with our socks out. And we're gonna dive into a particular video here about the GOP. Because, you know, I'm getting very... This is why I don't watch the political news. This is why, you know, I will take policy. I'll tell you what's going on around the world. You know, when people say this is happening, that's happening, I'll tell you why it's happening. That's no problem. I can do a breakdown, no problem. But when I have to hear these politicians layer over with their ridiculous speeches, it infuriates me because of how much they are lying to the public. Somebody will tell me, oh, well, such this happened over here in this part of the world. And I can tell you the economic, I can tell you the covert warfare, I can tell you why that is. Okay? But when I have to hear these scumbags in their suits stand at a podium lying through their teeth about it, it makes me want to go Allah Akbar on somebody. And it's just disgusting. And we're going to make a game out of it. Okay? I got a bucket list of things to do in my life. I think we completed one of those bucket list things with the radio show. We're going to do another bucket list with the radio show. We're going to play a drinking game. Now, I've got a bottle of... I was given something special today. I can't even pronounce that. Zolkova de Deluxe. Okay.
What's that?
You gotta understand, I got the Russian stuff over here. And I've got Will Turbot here, my co-host. Right. How you doing, Will?
In the building. I'm doing good. I'm excited for this broadcast. I'm pulling out the peanut butter whiskey and remnants of some vodka right now. So we're going to make some weird concoctions. And yeah, we're going to enjoy ourselves, man. And I really enjoyed the Saturday morning stream. We should, like, on Tuesdays, have a Saturday morning stream, you know? And we're getting a case of the Mondays. I heard a statistic the other day that, like, 80% of people that have a heart attack have it Monday morning, like 8 or 9 a.m. before they have to go to work because they're stressed out. I was listening to this motivational speaker. This guy's good. You know, had me all pumped up. A lot of this stuff has got me motivated to look into other things. I'm feeling good. And I think we should have some more fun broadcasts here and there, too, because that was dope. We got to chill a little bit. We're just usually yelling at people, like, you know, all this terrible stuff is happening. So now it's good to chill a little bit. People appreciate the different approach. A lot of people don't like me because the first time they'll hear my videos is me yelling pedophile at somebody. You're a pedophile protector. You're a pedophile protector. And they're like, oh, God, get this weirdo out of here. So it's good when we play cool.
Well, actually, you know what? And I do believe our producer is going to be joining us in this game, too. He's got a ride home, I do believe. And so he should be... Massage Mike, you joining us?
Yeah, I'm hanging out. You've got the Zolotkova Deluxe vodka, is that what you have?
Something like that, yeah. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Looks pretty good. I mean, my favorite here in town is the Luxusova. It's we only get the Polish potato, but there is a local Austin guy. Apparently some guy named Flanagan is now making a locally Central Texas distilled potato vodka, so we'll be checking that out at some point in the future. But
well, there's a lot of camaraderie between Texans and Polish people because when it comes to guns and alcohol, yeah.
Hey, like I said, man, I'm Czech, dude. I'm Moravian Czech. Guns, glass, and wine. In the reverse order, maybe we make, you know, you got to have something to put your wine in, get some glass, and then somebody's going to come for your wine and glass, so you got to get your handguns, and that would be the CZ variety. Apparently the Nazis were aware of the quite nice Czech manufacturing. Dude, honestly, just quick story. Yeah. My brother found somewhere an actual, like, CZ, like a tiny, tiny little, like, 9mm from the war. And we were breaking it down at the house, at the parents' house. We're, like, breaking it down and putting it back together. It was all rusted out. That was good times, dude. It's nice to connect. Nice to connect to the ancestral history.
Well, there you go. And you know what, Mike? Yeah, I see we do have a caller already. I think it's probably better that we go ahead and get the call out of the way because
let's do it.
We're going to be on a roll.
Yeah, it's Marcus. Marcus in Idaho. I mean, let's just jump in here and see what he's got. He sounded pretty excited. I mean, it's Friday night. I don't even know why he's calling in, but here we go. I mean, the numbers,
all right.
We got listeners. Let's see if we can hold them.
All right, let's go. Marcus, Idaho, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir.
How you doing? You got a question and comment for us?
Yeah, I'm kind of ticked off at you guys because this red pill thing, you're supposed to be like hard-hitting journalism, and you're nothing. Gosh darn it. You guys got nothing. You're not picking on Joe Biden. You're not hitting on...
Maybe you need to tune into the show more often. Every day I come with two or three segments on Joe Biden. How many other shows are you listening to that's talking about dark energy weapons and the CIA being hit and what it's about? Maybe you need to tune into the correct show.
Hey, Marvin, name one other song.
Hey, who are
one
you?
Other show.
I'm you, man. Come on. It's me, Joe B.
I'm Marvin.
How'd you get here?
There's
a security beach. Look, I got a surprise.
You guys
have
been,
your name isn't Jericho,
soft. The whole show has been soft on everything. I don't really like that. You know,
who's doing the better?
This is set up, Paul. I'm glad I paid Marcus. I paid Marcus. He's coming through.
You did not pay me.
Yeah, you did not pay me,
you son of a bitch. No one paid me.
Not yet.
Right. Ultra Squadron, Pentagon First Team, on your back porch. AC-130.
Look, buddies, I want you guys to be like knocking on heads and stuff when you say that you've got that East German lady coming through that's saying, oh, we've got the red pill and we're going to do the things.
How many people do you know that can threaten the CIA directly? How many people do you know can threaten the NSA directly and not have anything happen to them? I'll have all the secrets. You need to listen to archives, my friend. Marcus, you're weak sauce because you're unresearched. Why don't you go to the archive of my show and listen?
My turn. Listen to me. Marcus, first and foremost, not only has V called out all these intelligence agencies and Joe Biden to ad nauseum, but I've also went to the NSA headquarters myself, called the NSA cops unconstitutional, then dismissed them, and then I was detained, and I had videos deleted. So I'm actually going there right to these people's face. I've confronted all these pedophiles. I've confronted Joe Biden several times to his face, and I called him a pervert. I told him several times to stop groping women and children, making international news. So tell me specifically, what should we do to make this more hardcore?
Okay, so you're not Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, all right? Thursday.
Yes, we are. Monday through Thursday.
I have not heard you.
This is a special show.
This is a replay,
a lot of times,
but we just called
in.
Marcus, you need to do your research, my friend. Research the archive. Listen in. You can't come to a show and say that we haven't talked about something that we are known for talking about. And you got to do your research.
We've talked about them for over a decade, but I've went to these people's faces and owned the ish out of them. I've literally made international news multiple times by owning Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, I could go on for the whole show just to tell you all the people that I've owned right to their face and ask them questions that nobody's ever asked them before. Rashida Tlaib. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Republicans, too. Right? So,
Marcus, Will has the ability to get to these politicians. He's gotten to Hillary Clinton face to face. He's gotten to the what is the Trilateral Commission over here? What, they're having a meeting over here in here? No. What was that? The Bilderberg Group. I'm sorry. Right. No. Will got to the Bilderberg Group. Ask the guys directly. There's no other journalist you've ever heard to be able to do that. So, Marcus, you need to do your research. Research the show. Go through the archive. We've done hundreds of shows. So, take your time and call us back, okay? Have a nice evening.
All right, and Chlamydia Haaretz, by the way, everyone. Give it up for Chlamydia Haaretz. She imprisons black men in California for many, many years and makes them fight fires, by the way. We also have another. Let's just take another caller. Chlamydia Haaretz.
We can't take another caller. Stop.
This is 9,000. This is 9,000 from Florida, dude. We might. Let's give him, like, 2 minutes.
I'm sorry. He's going to have to wait because he's not over 9,000, right?
Oops. Come on, Will.
Maybe it was over 9,000. I'm not sure.
All right, he can go. It's over 9,000.
Come on.
9,000. Let's just bring on 9,000.
This is 9,000. Is this the mic that when I call in sometimes to Mike Rivero, it's the same guy?
Yeah, that's me.
The board?
Yes. 3 to 12.
It's so cool that you're on the show doing the show with him because I really enjoy this show. Now, I don't agree with everything you guys do, but regards to the other caller, it's full crap, man. You got the best show on here at late night. I love listening to you guys, man.
10-second break here. Marcus from Idaho, I don't think anybody knows where he's coming from yet. I've heard him talk about Israel is the greatest and, Gaza sauce.
Oh, we're definitely going to slam Israel tonight.
We're going to slam Israel tonight.
And Marcus, stay tuned.
Marcus is coming from the stands in right field. He's not getting any foul balls. I don't know what's happening, and I guess that's where he's at. Anyway, what do you got to say there? 9,000 from Florida. I'm going to take a wider fish here.
Well, if he's flying the Israeli flag, you know where he's coming from. I mean, he's calling the wrong station, I think. Don't you think?
Oh, he might have been looking for Hannity. Maybe he was looking for Shep Smith.
Yeah, I believe we have a lot of Christians that definitely support Israel. So I think it's a mixed bag.
And I'm going to address that tonight because I want to shake some sense into some people. But we haven't gotten to that point yet. But thank you for the call. Thank you for the support. And
I play in a band, and now when I get up on the mic in front of everybody, I go, 9,000. Everything costs 9,000. That's what I say. I walk off. They go, what are you talking about? I'm hung up on 9,000.
Hey, shout
out
to
that little clip, man. You better play that.
Yo, yeah, that's my smack on this, Jim. Yo, what's your band's name? Give it a shout out. How can people find you, man?
The Jace Randall Band. We're a country band. We play a little bit of rock. Yeah, on YouTube. We got some YouTubes.
SWANDL?
JASONBA. Yes. JASON Randall with two L's. RANDALL.
Gotcha.
Yeah, check us out.
All right, cool. All right, if you got some good stuff, we might play it on the air eventually. All right, thank you for the support.
We can record 1,000 rock remix, a metal remix.
Everything we do is over 1,000. That would be hot. Yeah, that would be hot. That would be breaking some scouters right there. All right. So we're having too much fun. See, I came into the show upset and angry. Now y'all just make me all bubbly and happy.
Kill everybody. I get off when I talk about cutting people's power off. I'm going to shoot you up with something that's going to kill you deader than a hammer. How's a 30-year death from gut disease sound, African children? Roll up the sleeves. I'm a little chicken neck bastard. And nobody's got the will to see what I am.
Exactly. Well, okay. Well, you know, you might as well skip this first break and just hop into this. The GOP, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't see the just-in GOP that happened, pretty much right after the show last night, that's when I was watching it. This is what we're going to be plucking apart here. And once again, we're going to be taking shots every time we hear the word terrorist. But we're going to be stopping the recording to put our commentary in there so anybody and everybody can stop recording and dig into these people. So let's get started.
Wait a minute, 1 sec before we start. Oh, hang on, dang it, hang on. You gotta let me. I gotta intro this with the proper. We need the proper intro into this. Hang on.
All right, you're the man with the wheels of steel.
Yeah, I gotta fix this. For some reason, the stuff likes to mess with me. What is the problem here? Let's see. Hang on. We're going to go all the way.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad
over
is 9, over 9,000. Everything we do is over
9,000. Just cut it off and let's go. Let's go to Ted.
The disasters on the policy front, racking up one after the other. We have a border crisis on our southern border, an absolute disaster because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won't enforce the law. We have gas lines across the country because of their failed energy policies and their failure to protect critical infrastructure. We have a burgeoning inflation crisis that is hitting people across the country and especially seniors. And now we have a shooting war in the Middle East. Every one of these is caused by mistaken and disastrous political decisions from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Stop right there. I do agree with him on that one. Ted Cruz can be so far right. Now, I will agree with him on a lot of things that he says. Some of the stuff, like, he was attacking you know, the whole shut down the police thing. He was attacking that like crazy. Well, of course, you don't want the police shut down. You're a politician. What was keeping us from being at your necks? Oh, the police. So, of course, Ted Cruz is going to fight against defunding the police. But as far as Joe Biden's his policies there and his decisions, listen, when Trump was in office, the dollar, it was as high as 4.6 to 1. Now, my dollar, now that Joe Biden's in office, is 3 to 1. He is killing the dollar. And, yeah, COVID had a part, but, you know, the economy moved on, okay? Everybody bought the stupid mask, okay? Everybody fed into the medical system. These vaccines pumping out, okay? The economy just did a swing in a different direction, okay? It didn't weaken that much, okay? McDonald's still getting paid. You know, Walmart still getting paid. The economy did not weaken that much, except for, well, yeah, we got Joe Biden, who wants to stop the working man from working. Shut, you know, factories are supposed to be going up. No, he pulled funding. He stopped funding for a lot of stuff that was supposed to be happening. So Joe Biden is killing the economy. 3 to 1. I want Trump back in office for that alone, just so he can jack up the dollar again, so my money is worth more here in little Europe.
That's sad, man. I mean, Biden asked for it. Biden asked for it, and then when he got it, he did exactly. He accelerated the death. You know, I always thought about Trump just giving people what they want. It's like, oh, you want a vaccine? Here's your vaccine and at warp speed. Catch a clue. Like, it's warp speed vaccine. You probably don't want that, but you want it. There it is. Fauci, everybody, oh, it can't happen. It can't happen. You just triple mask because vaccine never going to happen. It takes 7 years. Oh, what? Oh, it's here. Here. Oh, well, now just take it. Take it. Take two. Take two of them. Give one to your neighbor. It's great. We got army out here on the streets. They'll come to you at 7-Eleven. But yeah, then Biden's going to act like it's Trump's fault, but not really. Actually, Biden's just so asleep. I don't even know. He's not even, I mean, if I were on his team, I'd be like, dude, can we, like, make fun of Trump, you know, like, a little more? Because that's probably a better play than, hey, it's me, it's Joe, come on, man, it's Joe. And it's like,
Here's Bill.
Jeez. Here's the deal.
It's time for my nap.
I got, which way to the bathroom and when's my nap, my blonde hairs and corn pop. Oh, wait, that was a year ago. All right, what? Am I president? I like the Shapiro. You're already president. You're already president, sir. The election is over. The election is over, sir. You're president. You've been president for 2 months. This election, we're gonna fight. We're gonna fight hard. The election's over, sir.
your Shapiro's dead on.
No, come on, gang. No, this is my real Shapiro. Come on, gang. Come on, gang. I'm going down to Home Depot. We're gonna buy some wood. It's going to be great. We're going to own the libs. It's going to be awesome. That's my real Shapiro. The Shapiro I was doing was actually the guy doing the Shapiro where he's like, hey, Joe, you know, you got to keep them separated, dude. It's like my Jay Moore. I got a Jay Moore doing, what's his name? I have a Jay Moore doing Christopher Walken, and then I have my Christopher Walken. This is Christopher Walken, okay? Come on, guys. And keep them separated. Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate you calling out my imitation impersonation. Yes, it's okay, Jay. You're all right. You're not right now.
I love the walking. All right. All right, let's move on.
Political decisions from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Just 6 months ago, the world was very different. Just 6 months ago, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Just 6 months ago, America was the leading producer of oil and natural gas and an energy superpower on the global stage. And just 6 months ago, peace was flowering throughout the Middle East. The Abraham Accords were historic. Historic peace agreements between Israel and her Arab neighbors. And they were the result of strong and clear policies from the Trump administration. Two decisions in particular by President Trump set the stage for the Abraham Accords. Number one, the decision to move our embassy to Jerusalem, the once and eternal capital of Israel, which President Trump made. Presidents of both parties had promised to do that. Presidents of both parties had broken that promise.
You get it.
I was there in Jerusalem when we opened the embassy. And it was a clear and unequivocal statement to our friends and to our enemies that America stands resolutely with Israel. And then secondly, that same week, President Trump withdrew America from the disastrous Obama-Iran nuclear deal. The single most important national security decision made by President Trump. Those two decisions set the stage for the Abraham Accords. When the Abraham Accords were signed at the White House, I was there. I spoke with the ambassadors and foreign ministers from the UAE and from Bahrain. Both said virtually the identical thing. Both said, it is now clear to us that America stands unequivocally with Israel. We want to be friends with America. Therefore, we will be friends with Israel. That clarity, that strength produces peace. What did Joe Biden do? He came in and immediately began undermining Israel. He immediately began sending hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinian Authority, which is in bed with Hamas terrorists. And he set as his number one foreign policy goal.
Hold on.
Re-entering.
Hold on, right there. All right, I heard terrorists.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, Hamas terrorists. Now, listen. You can't go to another part of the world and call somebody a terrorist. Now, if they came onto American soil and started blowing stuff up, fine. Call them terrorists. Call them what you want. But we, as the foreigners, cannot go to another part of the world and start calling other people foreigners. That's just like an arrogant American. That's why Europeans hate us. That's why we're hated around the world. Because it doesn't matter where we go, everybody else is a foreigner.
I hate to bring this up, but someone has to be a voice for the Uyghurs, and that's me. When I found out that the Uyghurs were actually not people like me, white people pretending to be back with backwards hats, but were an ethnic minority in China being genocided.
Uyghurs.
Well, yes. I still am a proponent of their cause. How is this any different from that? Where my wig is at?
Hey, you say wig, I say wiggy. I mean, you know, what we're talking about here is we got freedom and democracy, trademark 2021.
They keep saying democracy, and that's another thing I want to talk about, too. Well, let me just say, they keep talking about Israel's the only democracy. Israel's the only democracy over there. Well, first of all of our founding fathers warned us against democracy. Thomas Jefferson said democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. But we've been bringing democracy to Iraq, to Afghanistan for a long time, and it all started with Edward Bernays.
Yeah, Edward Bernays. Listen, okay, we're going to take a quick break. I know Will's on a roll there, but we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. That's what they did to me. Kill them offspring. Kill them offspring. I'm going to go nuts and take out all their enemies for them. Ain't happening. All right.
Yo, was that Megadeth?
Right, it was there? Megadeth. Megadeth, Holy Wars.
That was pretty hard, yo. That was dope. Definitely not Curtis Blow the Brakes. Totally different.
Coming up.
I prefer the hardcore stuff, actually.
Curtis Blow.
I prefer the hardcore stuff, and then I'm like, damn, now I realize that's definitely not a good transition. Those are two different energies right there.
What are you different energies? All right.
We're going out with Curtis at the top of the hour. Stay tuned, everybody.
For real, guys.
Casey Kasem with Curtis Blow.
Out to Cindy in Oklahoma. Cindy recently lost her mother after a battle with cancer. And the song, I Believe I Can Fly, by registered pedophile R. Kelly.
Ooh.
In
the closet.
Gets her through her long
night.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back on the wavelength of what's going on here.
All right, we're mad at Israel. I was saying Efren Bernays. That's the point I was trying to make. Which, you know, you'll hear these guys say, Israel's the only democracy in the Middle East. Israel's the only democracy. They're the only democracy. First of all, like I said before the break, our founding fathers warned us against democracies. But also, you know, you hear Obama saying, we're making the world safe for democracy. And George Bush said, we're making the world safe for democracy. It's actually Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who concocted all that. He literally wrote the book on propaganda and coined the term propaganda. And he's understood all of the subconscious mind for a very long time. And like Mike says, yeah, eggs and bacon, the pork companies were throwing away all the fat. And they were like, hey, Mr. Bernays, how can we turn this into a profit? And she shoveled out a middle-aged white woman to say, eggs and bacon. That's America's breakfast. Boom. And now there's guys that wear bacon scented cologne. Bacon, yeah. You're not a man unless you eat a pig's belly. We're hardcore. Apparently, V, we're not hardcore because we call out the intelligence agencies by name. We call out people by name every single night. We call it the pedophile president every single night. You know, but if we were just raging about bacon right now, then we'd probably be manly.
Well, you know, that particular caller is just unresearched. You cannot call into a show, make claims that are completely unfounded. You gotta do your research. He just made himself look like a J.O., like a complete jackass. I know everybody else that listens to that was just laughing their asses off.
I think it was setting us up.
He's setting us up?
Yeah, I think he was just setting us up, giving us a little softball there. I'm going to give him a little credit. I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt for a little credit on the throwing a grapefruit at us here.
You know what? I don't get many of those. I don't get any of those, so I guess I should know how to react to it. So, yeah, okay. You got us good then there, Marcus. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So, yeah, so as I was saying, so you cannot go to another place in the world. You know, it'd be like us going to Mars, and if there were Martians living up there. It'd be like us going to Mars, setting up shop there, and calling them the aliens. You can't do that. These are freedom fighters. Not terrorists, they're freedom fighters. Now, their methods may be horrendous, but that's their culture, that's their way they see things. For us to label them anything on their own turf is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. So let's continue on with the show.
Set as his number one foreign policy goal re-entering the disastrous Obama-Iran nuclear deal and sending billions of dollars to the Ayatollah Khamenei, who chants death to America
and death to Israel. As a direct result of those failed decisions, we now have hundreds and hundreds of rockets raining down on innocent men, women, and children in Israel from Hamas, funded by Iran. The Biden administration's mistakes produced this crisis. And what is Joe Biden doing today? Today, he called Prime Minister Netanyahu not to say America stands with Israel, not to say we have your back, not to say you have a right to defend yourself against terrorism, but instead a tough call, as the administration is now proudly trumpeting, where President Biden condescended and lectured to Prime Minister Netanyahu and urged him to stop defending Israel against the terrorists. Let me be clear. There is no moral equivalency.
Come on, he said it.
Yeah, he said it. All right, here we go.
There's no moral equivalency with terrorists.
Down the hatch.
All right.
While we take this quick break, I'd like to remind everyone that democracy, they are bringing democracy to those places. It's called 2 out of 3 say, you're dead. I should get was that Shepard Smith, the hurricane clip? I don't even remember who it was.
All
I
know, Shepard Smith.
Good
and
gravy.
Your kids will die, too.
Dude, I bookmarked all the
this
clips.
This thing goes 10, 20 miles to the southeast. And everyone you know are dead.
You're all dead.
You can't survive it.
You can't survive. And by the way, your kids are dead, too.
Oh my god.
But yes, let's give people the ammo, dude. Democracy means yes, the mob rules, 51% decide, 50.0009% or 1% decide. The republic says the individual has rights and we will protect them. And frankly, I wish we get to a point, this is my own opinion here at the end, can we get to a point where if we're going to build consensus, can we build consensus for everyone is protected instead of, hi, I'm your elite city council members, and we decide what you're going to do, and we only need a simple majority, and then we decide that you need to wear 3 masks, get 5 shots, and by the way, this is never going to end, and let's go
to
Bill.
Don't forget the boost.
We all need boosters. Everybody needs a booster. This is Billy the Gates here, and Miss Piggy left me, and my hands are going in many
Well, science circles. Is a useful tool because it will allow us to... So the thing is, too, Moderna and Pfizer both announced that you're going to need a booster the same day. I mean, they just happened to find out and release the information the same day.
Yeah. You need a booster the same day. It's like, what's the point? But yeah, they it's coordinated propaganda. That's normal, or leaks. You leak, I leak, we leak.
We just made the most perfect vaccine in the history of all time, the fastest of all time. It's not FDA approved, but it's so good. Everything is so perfect. We can go back to real life now. Just take the vaccine, but. In 5 months, you're going to have to take another booster shot.
This is an emergency, Will. Warp speed. Dead ahead. Damn the supernovas. Warp speed.
It's so funny, too, because you see the Fox Republican people, too. And this is something that I would love to see one of these people be questioned about on this presser here is a lot of you guys are anti-vax or skeptical about the vaccination, but yet you praise Trump for bringing the vaccine at so fast at Operation Warp Speed. So which is it?
I'll praise him. I'll praise him. You know why I praise Trump for bringing it? Because when people ask for it and you have no choice because, there's that democracy in action and you have to give it to him because this is...
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
This is
democracy manifest.
You have to give it to them. You can't not give it to them. I mean, what the hell, man?
If people ask for 100% garbage, well, that's what they're going to get. So I think we need to power through this because I don't think we're going to be able to finish this.
Between terrorists murdering innocent civilians.
Oh, already. All right, one more.
Oh,
one more. Just a quick one. Wait, wait, wait. That may be the same. No. Hold your glasses, gentlemen. Hold your glasses. Let's continue.
Yes, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Any sovereign nation defending itself against those terrorists. Some years ago.
I was mistaken. He apparently is going to continue to say this. All right, well.
By the way,
we're going to be dead in 15 minutes.
Call Bubba Scout Reb. Get 911 on standby.
We got Vulture Squad coming down from Colorado.
We're gonna need 911. We're gonna need the real 911
to come scoop you guys up.
AC-130 on your back porch. 120 millimeter in your sliding glass door.
Woo!
Oh my god, that was so spot on. I almost spit out some terrible whiskey.
Get out of here.
All right, let's go.
To go, Prime Minister Netanyahu put it powerfully when he observed the difference between Israel and Hamas. They use their citizens to protect their missiles. We use our missiles to protect our citizens. And Hamas regularly stores missiles in kindergartens, in hospitals. They use human shield. And what do the Democrats do? The Democrats act as their press agents. The Democrats spread propaganda because human shields are all designed locating military assets where innocent Palestinian civilians are likely to be the inadvertent targets of any act to strike back against the terrorists. It is Hamas that is killing these UNC shields. And the Democrats and the press are happily parroting that propaganda language. Several years ago, I led a bipartisan resolution that passed unanimously in the Senate condemning the use of human shields as a war crime. It is a war crime, but right now the Democratic Party is governed and led by the extreme left, by the squad, by AOC and Tlaib and Omar, whose statements might as well be issued on behalf of Hamas. They are accusing Israel of engaging in terrorism, defending your citizens from violent terrorist attacks is the right of Israel.
All right. Let's take a quick caller because I'm too behind right now. who do we have? Al, Ohio.
Yeah, let's go to Al. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, V, I can't believe you played Holy Wars.
Boom.
Yeah. That's right.
I listen to your music, you know, and you got real interesting music, and I always thought there was like it's got the little aggressive side, and you throw Holy Wars up there, and it was just like, man, I love this guy.
Listen, these are the real issues. Who says music has to be this disposable, happy horse crap you hear on top 10 every day.
Oh, and that's stay tuned. It's getting better.
It's
getting better. These are off chart. Chart toppers coming up for the rest of the show. Stay tuned.
I saw Dave Mustaine with Megadeth at the Odeon here in Cleveland before even 9/11, and he was playing Holy Wars, and I was staring at his fingers when he was playing it. And he flipped me off right to my face.
What do you mean I don't support the system? I go to court when I have to.
You watch his fingers while he plays? That's a trade secret, man. You can't take him
blood across the land. That song is so epic in the metal world. You know, a lot of people don't even know about it.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a Megadeth aficionado. I have every album, every touring album. I've got every EP. I've got instrumentals. I got it all.
And he's got the little bit of twist for the pro-human side, you know, deep in his lyrics, you know. He doesn't, like, buy it. You know how the... the subtle twist of saying you're a follower of the evil or you're a defeater of the evil. And metal is, it's got a lot of both things in it, but a lot of people went along with, yeah, you know, I give in to the evil, I give in to the darkness. But
Hell Satan, like, Hell Satan! Sort of,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole Hell Satan. Yeah.
Right.
I know.
And the tone, but it really just depends on the lyrics, because like the you know, the tones of the music and the hardness and the speed and the somebody practiced for years to play that, and it really just depends on the lyricist and where it's going to go. But the music's pure energy.
It's pure energy, and it gets the point across. The lyrics, you know, you can't mistake it for anything. But, hey, I want to thank you for calling in. We got to get back to our program. Thank you for calling, and call back in if you got something else for us.
Thank you.
All right.
You want to go to James for a minute here?
No, let's continue on with the segment.
And I will say for every Senate Democrat, they have an opportunity right now to decide where do they stand. Just a minute ago, I was speaking with a reporter who relayed that Chuck Schumer had told him, I don't want to answer any questions on Israel. Well, I bet he doesn't. I bet he doesn't because he's so scared of AOC primarying him from the left that he doesn't want to say anything to anger the anti-Israel extreme left in the Democratic Party. Now is a time for men and women with courage to step up and say, we stand with Israel. And by the way, now is a time when the Biden administration ought to step forward and say, we're going to replenish the Iron Dome munitions that are saving thousands of lives by intercepting these terrorist rocket attacks. Instead of attacking and belittling and undermining the nation of Israel, President Biden ought to be standing with Israel and replenishing the Iron Dome munitions. And with that, I think next is Senator Ernst.
I just speed him up right. A little bit, 1.2.
Thank you, folks, okay. And thanks for coming out today. Number one, Hamas is a terrorist organization.
Oh,
number two, Hamas is intent on destroying Israel.
Boom.
Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. They are our closest of allies. And we are all here today.
Just take
and
your
I can
shots.
Guarantee that each one of us assembled here is willing to pledge our unequivocal support to Israel. Now, the Biden administration should be willing to do the same thing. Hamas, again, a terrorist organization. To re-enter into the JCPOA at this point in time and to work with Iran, who is the number one state sponsor of terrorism.
That was three.
I don't know.
I can't keep up.
I don't know what you want to do here, but that was three.
Listen, by the way, since when was AOC so terrified?
She's squad, bro. Come on, man. And how are we not cussing? Shouldn't we be cussing at this point? Let's just start cussing.
I'm halfway through this bottle right now.
Okay, half shots from now on until...
Yeah.
Half shots and maybe put a little filtered water on there and, you know...
But listen, when did AOC become so terrorizing? When did she become so powerful?
I don't know. Curtis Blow is coming in. Let's just... We got 2 minutes. 2 minutes to break.
Let's end the show with Curtis.
All right. Oh, you want to end the show?
I'll trade out a song. It's okay.
All right. Well, I don't know. Then in that case, we should do peace. We should do peace cells right now. We should do it. Right to the top.
All right, guys. Peace cells.
Support your system. I go to line. But it better work this time. What do you mean I hurt your feelings? I didn't know you had any feelings. Of the United States of America. Tell me something. It's still we, the people, right? If there's a new way, well, I'll be the first in line. But it better work this time.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.